morning. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day, God, for allowing us to come to your house. Even if we're just watching it at home, Lord, we don't need this building to worship. All we need is just us as a family together. I just pray that people watching this on Facebook and people listening to this, that they're just in awe and worship of you and ready to hear your message this morning at a time when we need it the most. Be with our nation this morning and the world as a whole, God, as people look for answers and just are terrified and in a panic. And I just pray that we need to turn to you, Lord. I know that we rely on science for antiviruses, but all that knowledge, all that wisdom comes from you, Lord. We need to remember that. Just help us to stay faithful. Help us to be there for each other. And I saw this yesterday, and it was a challenge. Lord, that this is the time that the church needs to step up and be the church when people are in need. Just give us that wisdom and that drive and that attitude of service to you and to others. Lord, bless Preacher Artie as he's fixing to get up and give your message. Bless everyone who's out watching this live or listening to it, God. We just love you and praise you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us this morning. We are going to continue the message of the spiritual gifts. And today we're going to be looking at the spiritual gift of the apostle and what that exactly is. And if you join me by turning to Ephesians chapter 4, we're going to look at verses 11 through 13. And this is what it says. As Paul writes to the church in Ephesus, he says this, and starting in chapter 4, verse 11, "And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the service, to the building of the body of Christ, until we all attain to unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ." So what exactly is an apostle? Well, Ephesians 4:11 says, "And he gave some as apostles." So this is definitely a gift. The term apostle is derived from the classic Greek apostolos, meaning one who is sent off. The more general meaning of the word is translated into the Latin missio. And from this word, we get our word missionary. In the New Testament, there are two primary uses of the word apostle. The first is specifically referring to the 12 disciples that Jesus Christ sent off after Pentecost. You may say, wait a second. The writer of this book that we're reading right now, Ephesians, Paul, is known as the Apostle Paul, but he was not one of the 12. This form of apostle was sent out by Jesus Christ, and if you remember, Paul met Jesus on the road to Damascus. Remember, as he was traveling, he was stopped by a great light, and Jesus speaks to him and gives him orders and sends him out, and he goes out and becomes a missionary. But he was directly sent out by Jesus, just like the 12 disciples on the day of Pentecost after they received power from the Holy Spirit. They went out, being sent out by Jesus to be his witnesses. Then the second form of this word is a generic form. It's referring to other individuals who are sent out to be messengers or ambassadors for Jesus Christ. In fact, Barnabas, that went along on several of the missionary journeys with Paul, was called an apostle. So here is something I want you to understand, is that in today's society, we have a lot of people that call themselves the apostle whoever. I could call myself the Apostle Hubbard or the Apostle Artie. But I have not been given the gift of the apostle. So for me to do that would be an error, because I have not received the gift of the apostle. Okay, so I want to make sure everybody understands that. This gift of the apostle is a special ability to introduce the message to a particular group, perhaps a different culture, and then disciple those having believed. An apostle is a church planner or missionary. So a lot of times what we will see is that people that have the gift of the apostle, they will be those that are going out and starting new churches. They are the ones that are going to become missionaries to foreign countries, to people that have not been reached. And it is more that they are going and they're introducing these people to Jesus Christ. And they're not just, it's different from the evangelist, as where the evangelist will go in and preach and then they leave. The apostle will stay and disciple and build a church before they go on to a different location to start it again. Okay? Now, the gift of an apostle. Ephesians 4:12, it says, "For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the service, to the building of the body of Christ." That is the purpose for all of these gifts. The gift was given for the instruction and nurturing of believers. That is why we have the gift of the apostle. While this is similar to the gift of the shepherd, it is different, because the gift of the shepherd usually stays with one flock. The person that has received the gift of the shepherd, they stay put and they minister to one particular flock. While the gift of the apostle, they build a flock, hand over the responsibility of that flock to somebody else, and then go on and start. So basically, it is a missionary. If you think about what missionaries do today in foreign countries, they go, they start spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. They start training people. They start building a church, and they get the church established. And then as they're doing this, they're also training and building up people to take the leadership of that flock. They're building up pastors from that own community, from that own body, to take over the reins and to minister to that flock. So that's what a missionary does, and that's what the gift of the apostle does. That's what they do. But just like every other spiritual gift, this gift came from the work of the Holy Spirit in us. It is not anything that we can earn by merit or can be granted by the church. This is a gift from God, a spiritual gift, a gift of the Holy Spirit. You may say, well, wait a second, isn't it all our responsibilities to share the gospel of Jesus Christ? Yes, it is. But just like any other gift of the Spirit, this is a particular gift that has been granted by the work of the Holy Spirit in someone's life that gives them the extraordinary ability to do this thing. Yes, according to the Great Commission, it is all our responsibility to share, as Christians, to share and to make disciples and to train people and teach people. But when someone has the gift of the apostle, it is an extraordinary gift, an extraordinary compulsion to share Jesus Christ, to teach people, to grow people in their faith and in their understanding of what it means to be a Christian. It is something that is extraordinary that can only be done through the power of the Holy Spirit. So what we do and what we understand about these spiritual gifts is that today, even in Paul's time, if you remember, there was a man that came and asked them to sell him the ability to do these different supernatural things. In our society today, we have people that are wanting to claim these gifts and wanting to have the church appoint them as apostles. That is not the job of the church. This cannot be bought. This cannot be earned by merit. This cannot be appointed by the church. This is something that only the power of the Holy Spirit can give somebody. And he gives this gift for what exactly what it says in verse 12, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the service, to the building of the body of Christ. And just a reminder that all of these gifts that we're going to be talking about are for the same purpose. And God gets the glory because people are using the gifts that they receive from the Holy Spirit to build the body of Christ. Now, I know our sanctuary is empty. Not completely empty, but it is empty. But I want to tell you that if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you need to know how to accept Him today. It's as easy as ABC. Admit that you're a sinner. Believe that Jesus died on the cross to save you from your sins, to give you forgiveness, and confess in your heart and by your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Savior. Confess Him. And that is as easy as ABC. If you don't know, please contact me, whether by email or by phone call, and I would be more than happy to talk to you about that, about knowing Jesus Christ. And during this time of uncertainty, one thing I want you to know is that God tells us that He knows the plans that He has for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us. We trust in that. This coronavirus that is going around right now that is wreaking havoc is not bigger than my God. It did not take God by surprise. And as Chad said in his opening prayer, this is the time for His people to stand up. The time for His people to call on His name and to be the witness that He has called us to be. And I beg you and implore you to look and see what needs you can help meet during this time of uncertainty. You can be a voice of hope in all the darkness that is going on right now. And I challenge you to be the lighthouse God has created you to be. Please join me in prayer. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we come to You right now, seeking Your face. Dear Lord, Your people all over this nation, whether they gather together in a physical place or they gather together online or just gather together in prayer, are seeking Your face right now. Dear Lord, we humble ourselves before You. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And You have appointed for us to be here at this time. This virus that is spreading did not take You by surprise. Whether it be man-made or natural, dear Lord, it did not surprise You. And the reactions and the fear that is spreading did not surprise you. But dear Lord, you tell us also in your word that all things work for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. And you are a God that keeps his promises. And you promise that you will never leave us or forsake us. And dear Lord, you tell us that if we trust you, that you will take care of us. Because you take care of the plants and the grass and the birds. And how much precious are we than them. Dear Lord, regardless of the outcome, we know that you're working something good. And dear Lord, we trust you. And regardless of the outcome, you will receive the praise and honor because, dear Lord, you, even after this virus is gone, you will still be on your throne. Because you are the Almighty God. And we give you all the honor and glory for it all. And it's in the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen.